Let's go. I think Bjorn Baker's online to have a chat for us. Bjorn, good morning to you, mate.
Morning, Andrew.
Mate, there's seven in the victory. You were really tossing it around, weren't you, with Music Magnate? Did you have a chat with people up there this morning about running on the weekend?
Yeah, I did. I spoke to Jeff Floyd, and at the end of the day, you don't really know. I guess they think it's going to dry out before Saturday. I'm not in the best position to decide, so we'll put him in and book his trip. And if they do get rain and we've got our doubts, we can always save him for the Doomben 10,000.
Okay. The seven there are Your Horse, Music Magnate, Takedown, Hofgarden, Miss Cover Girl. Good Standing has been dual accepted for Hawkesbury as well. Sony Legend and Tumbler. So seven there at this stage. Off the trial last week, the horse just seems to have come back in really good order.
Yeah, I think so. He's going well. He looks great. I guess the one, the thing we found out from last preparation, it started off so well, winning the expressway, and then he just ran into wet tracks and two really heavy tracks. And he had handled sort of wet tracks previously, but I think they were a different level of wet, and he really struggled in those. So I guess, it's a bit of a concern, the track on Saturday, but we can't help it. And he has got through tracks with the sting out previously. So for a horse of his calibre, it looks a pretty good race.
I know Jeff Floyd will certainly do his homework. I know he didn't ride in those gallops there yesterday. I spoke to him via text earlier this morning. But just interviewing Barry Lockwood, who trains up there, Bjorn, about 15 minutes ago, it seems to be where they galloped there yesterday out wide, it was very much heavy, or it appeared to gallop heavy. But he said to the inside, it looks different, that it looks actually like a normal racetrack. So maybe for the races, it won't be that bad.
Yeah, well, I guess we won't know until the races come around. And I guess it's the same as any track. So who knows? I remember winning Rupert one on there. He ran 115 to 1300. It was a great surface and an even surface. So that wasn't long ago. And until you race on it, you just don't know. And if Music Magnate wins, it was a great track, no doubt. If he gets beat, we've got something to blame.
Yeah, no, exactly. Well, you've done your job with the horse, and now you've just got to monitor the weather. He'd leave, what, tomorrow night?
He'll leave tomorrow night. Yeah, he'll go to the Gold Coast. He's spent a bit of time up there, so it's pretty straightforward.
Yep, okay. We'll wait and see what happens. How's the stable going, mate? Test the World got there in the last there yesterday. Is he a progressive type that could step up?
Yeah, she is. Her form under that race, the last preparation, was really good. I thought it was a good game win yesterday, only off the one trial. She's still doing a lot long, so she's got plenty of improvement. There's a few options for her at the Scone Carnival, so we'll look to head that way with her, and she's a horse that may head up to Brisbane during the carnival as well. So, she's a filly I like.
And have you accepted for Sabrina and Cool Ring out at Hawkesbury on Saturday?
Yep, accepted for both of them, and they're both going pretty well too. The tougher races than I was probably hoping for, but you've got to be in the win, and they've got to start their preparation somewhere.
Yeah, exactly. Mate, it's a changing world. You mentioned winning Rupert's name earlier. He's off to stud later on this year. You've got to try and find another one now, haven't you? It's a turning game, this racing game.
Yeah, you never stand still, and you always have to look for the next ones. And they're out there. It's just a matter of finding them. But when you've got a horse in the stable like him, it does make it a little bit easier to get up at 3 a.m.
Yeah, it certainly does. Mate, we'll wait and see what unfolds over the next few days with Music Magnate and this track up in Brisbane. Thanks for your time, mate.
Thanks, Andrew.
Thanks, Bjorn. Bjorn Baker joining us there. So he's accepted. Sounds like he's okay about going, but obviously just keeping an eye on the track.